At Hong Kong International Airport, a sense of relief among passengers arriving back home. Thousands of flights have been cancelled since Israel and the United States attacked Iran at the end of last month. The war has caused restrictions on operations at key transfer hubs in the Middle East, affecting passengers like Patrick Leung.
We were on our way to Dubai, and then our flight got turned around mid-flight, landed back in Toronto. So we had 13 hours, flew in a circle, and then back to Toronto. And Air Canada rebooked us to our final destination, which was Bangkok. And now we're here. Yeah.
The conflict in the Middle East is affecting airlines around the world. There are fewer seats available after major Gulf carriers suspended flights, and that's contributing to ticket prices going up between Asia and Europe. But some airlines are resuming limited operations. On Saturday, Emirates said it would be operating a reduced flight schedule. Spiking fuel prices are also putting pressure on carriers and passengers. Rachel Wong was nervous about transferring through Dubai, so she tried to pay for a direct flight to the United Kingdom, but she says a return flight would have cost her more than $5,000.
The price is so high, I don't want to pay so much.
US President Donald Trump has said the Iran war will be over very soon, which could ease air travel chaos. But Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it will decide when the conflict ends.